Krishna, 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 Krishna.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 20, given by His Holiness R.P. Bhakti Raghav Swami Maharaj, recorded on January 19, 2020, in Malda, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Mukham Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha. Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha. Om Sri Sarabhyay Namaha. Mukham Karoti Vasaram Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Garam Vinataranam Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Garam Vinataranam. Hare Krishna and welcome to our Bhagavatam class this morning. We continue to read from Canto number 1, Chapter number 2, entitled Divinity and Divine Service, and today's verse is number 20. Evam Prasanna Manasu Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Evam Thus Prasanna Enlivened Manasaha of the mind Bhagavat Bhakti The devotional service of the Lord Yogataha By contact of Bhagavat regarding the personality of Godhead, tattva, knowledge, vijnanam, scientific, mukta, liberated, sangasya, of the association, jayati, becomes effective. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association.
এইভাবে শুদ্ধ শব্দে অধিষ্ঠিত হয়ে ভক্তিযোগে যুক্ত হওয়ার ফলে যার চিত্ত প্রসন্ন হয়েছে তিনি সর্বক্ষণ জড়বন্ধ মুক্ত হয়ে ভগবতত্ত্ব বিজ্ঞান প্রাপ্তি করেন।
Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said that out of many thousands of ordinary men, one fortunate man endeavors for perfection in life.
Bhagavad Gita 7.3 নম্বর শ্লোকে বলা হয়েছে যে হাজার হাজার মানুষের মধ্যে কেবল দু একজন সৌভাগ্যবান মানুষই জীবনের যথার্থ উদ্দেশ্য সাধনের প্রয়াসী হন।
Mostly, men are conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus they are engaged always in lust, desire, hankerings, ignorance, and sleep. Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a man who knows the responsibility of human life and thus tries to make life perfect by following the prescribed duties. And out of many thousands of such persons who have thus attained success in human life, one may know scientifically about the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In the same Bhagavad Gita, 1855, it is also said that scientific knowledge of Sri Krishna is understood only by the process of devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. The very same thing is confirmed herein in the above words. No ordinary man, or even one who has attained success in human life, can know scientifically or perfectly the personality of Godhead. Perfection of human life is attained when one can understand that he is not the product of matter but is in fact spirit. And as soon as one understands that he has nothing to do with matter, he at once ceases his material hankerings and becomes enlivened as a spiritual being. This attainment of success is possible when one is above the modes of passion and ignorance, or in other words, when one is actually a Brahmana by qualification. A Brahmana is a symbol of sattva guna, or the mode of goodness. And others who are not in the mode of goodness are either kshatriyas, vaishya, shudras, or less than the shudras. The Brahminical stage is the highest stage of human life because of its good qualities. So one cannot be a devotee unless one at least qualifies as a Brahmana. The devotee is already a Brahmana by action. But that is not the end of it. As referred to above, such a Brahmana has to become a Vaishnava, in fact, to be actually in the transcendental stage. A pure Vaishnava is a liberated soul and is transcendental even to the position of a Brahmana.
Brahmana
In the material stage, even a brahmana is also a conditioned soul because although in the brahminical stage the conception of Brahman or transcendence is realized, scientific knowledge of the Supreme Lord is lacking. One has to surpass the brahminical stage and reach the Vasudeva stage to understand the personality of Godhead Krishna. The science of the personality of Godhead is the subject matter for study by the postgraduate students in the spiritual line. Foolish men or men with a poor fund of knowledge do not understand the Supreme Lord and they interpret Krishna according to their respective whims. The fact is, however, that one cannot understand the science of the personality of Godhead unless one is freed from the contamination of the material modes, even up to the stage of a brahmana. When a qualified brahmana factually becomes a Vaishnava in the enlivened state of liberation, he can know what is actually the personality of Godhead. Translation again, thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. So, this is another very important instruction in this verse. We have been reading in the last few days how one needs to gradually become liberated from the lower modes of material nature. And therefore, one needs to endeavor to at least become situated in the mode of goodness. But here, as it is nicely explained in the purport, that is not the end of it. To become situated in the mode of goodness is not complete. One ultimately needs to become freed from all the modes of material nature. Because even someone who is a brahmana, majority of brahmanas, they are Brahman realized means they study, especially the science of Brahman, but very few Brahmanas actually know about Krishna. And therefore, to become self-realized in terms of knowing or understand Krishna, such a brahmana needs to come in contact with a Vaishnava. And that is why it is very fine, it is very rare, rather, it is very rare to find Vaishnava Brahmanas. It is also very rare to find Vaishnava Kshatriyas. It is difficult to find anyone within any of the four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, who is actually a pure Vaishnava. So, this verse is explaining how the process of bhakti can more easily be taken up when one at least comes to the mode of goodness.
এই শ্লোকে বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে একজন ভক্তি মার্গে প্রবেশ করতে পারে সে যখন তার সত্ত্বগুণ সমূহ অভ্যাস করে.
Isn't it? Those who are too distracted by the lower modes of nature, by the mode of passion and ignorance, very difficult for them to take up the process of bhakti. Even someone becomes a devotee, if he is not able to control his mind, he will not be able to perform his devotional service nicely. Yes. So one's mind becomes controlled when one becomes situated in the mood of goodness. Yes. Otherwise we are controlled by our mind and controlled by our senses. Whereas the sign of a devotee is that he has mastered, he is the master of his mind and the master of his senses. That is why it is mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami, the very first instruction, Vasu Vegam, Manasakroda Vegam, Adiva Vegam, Udarupasa Vedam. Etan Vegan, Yogi Sahita Dira, Sarvam, what is it? Sarvam Apimam, Prithivim Sasishyat. One who is master of his mind, of his tongue, of his senses, only such a person becomes qualified actually to make disciples all over the world. The whole process of bhakti or devotional service of spiritual life is to, from as early age as possible, learn to control our mind and our senses. Tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha. That is a special characteristic of brahmacharya life. Yes. Therefore, Vedic culture teaches us that from a young age, we voluntarily accept this tapasya or discipline.
সেজন্য বৈদিক সভ্যতা আমাদের শিক্ষা দেয় খুব প্রাথমিক জীবনের প্রাথমিক স্টেজ থেকে আমরা যেন ব্রহ্মচর্য ব্রত পালন করতে পারি।
So when one becomes situated in the mode of goodness, his mind will be peaceful. And with a peaceful mind, one will be able to engage in activities of devotional service. And it is only when one engages in activities of devotional service that one Bhagavat Tattva Vigyanam, that one can receive this realized knowledge. Bhagavat Tattva Vigyanam. There are two things, knowledge and then, which is called jnanam, and then realized knowledge, which is vijnanam. Ordinary people can get jnanam, knowledge. But only those who engage in bhakti, devotional service, can get this vijnanam. Because that vijnanam is actually given by Krishna. Yes, Krishna, who is sarva sacham riddhi sannivisto mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna, who is within the heart of all living entities, gives knowledge and realized knowledge. Yes. And spiritual life actually is all about increasing our vijnanam, our realization, transcendental realization. Yes. One becomes Vijnana means a stage where one becomes more and more inspired by the Lord. Yes. One who is actually a devotee, one who is nicely practicing the process, the sign of such a devotee is that he will become more and more inspired. Yes. And Krishna, Dadami Buddhi Vagamtam Jaina Mam Upayanti Te, Krishna reveals himself more and more to such a devotee. The Lord reveals himself more and more to such a devotee. This is only possible, actually this is all nicely explained, of course, in the Nectar of Devotion. The very scientific process and method by which we come to the higher levels of bhakti. The higher levels of bhakti begin after the stage of nistha. If we cannot reach the stage of nistha, forget about the other stages. Yes. So nistha is what is being referred to here. Evam prasanna manaso, that is nistha. Nistha stage, situated, being firmly situated in the mode of goodness.
Nistha holo sheti jeti ekhane bornona kora hoyeche, sheti holo satya gune protishthito hoye thaka.
Yes. And then after nistha, nistha is still actually on the level of the mode of goodness. From the level of nista, then serious activities or engagement in bhakti can begin. Then one develops attraction and taste for performing his devotional activities. Yes, one becomes a taste, develops a taste rather for associating, seeking out the good association of devotees. One develops a taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. One develops a taste for visiting Sri Mayapur Dham or Dhams, any Dham. One develops a taste for chanting the holy name. Yes. And then one develops an attachment for these activities. One develops an attachment to be with devotees, to be engaged always in devotional activities. And as one deepens his commitment and his conviction about the process of devotional service, then he gradually rises to higher levels. Those higher levels, of course, are described also by Srila Rupa Goswami as bhava and prema. Yes, these stages cannot be imitated. And these levels actually become gradually more and more accessible or available to those who are nicely, properly applying the process, following the process. Yes. So therefore, what prevents all of us from advancing in devotional service, in spiritual life, is our level of attachment, our level of entanglement with these modes of material nature.
যে জিনিসগুলো আমাদেরকে ভক্তি পথে বিরত রাখে, আমাদেরকে বাধাপ্রাপ্ত করে, সেগুলো হলো আমাদের অধিক যে সমস্ত ইন্দ্রিয়, এই সমস্ত যে জড়জাগতিক বন্ধনগুলো থাকে তার সঙ্গে আরো বেশিভাবে জড়িত থাকা, জুড়ে থাকা।
Yes, so this is what is being nicely explained here in this morning's verse.
আজকে সকালে এই শ্লোকটি এই সমস্ত কিছুই বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে।
Therefore, in order for that to happen, one must, as we were reading a few days ago, one has to, on a very regular basis, be hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
আমরা গত কয়েকদিন থেকে এই বিষয়টি অধ্যয়ন করছি যে কিভাবে সে উচ্চ স্তরে প্রতিষ্ঠিত হওয়ার জন্য প্রতিনিয়ত তাদের ভাগবত শ্রীমদ ভাগবত শ্রবণ করতে হবে.
Yes. And and keep ourselves as engaged as possible in all kinds of devotional activities.
আমাদের সবসময় প্রতিনিয়ত এবং শুদ্ধভাবে বিভিন্ন ভক্তি মার্গে বিভিন্ন যে ক্রিয়াকলাপ আছে তার সঙ্গে নিষ্ঠা সহকারে যুক্ত থাকতে হবে.
Yes. It is only when we absorb ourselves in activities of devotional service that we surround ourselves by this we could say protective layer. We become protected by being within this energy of Krishna, by being within the energy of devotional service or Daivi Prakriti. We become protected from the outside energy.
যখন আমরা এই ভক্তি এটি লক্ষ্য করা যায় যে যখন আমরা এই যে ভক্তির পর্যায়গুলিতে ধাপগুলিতে আমরা নিজেকে নিয়োজিত থাকি তখন দৈবিক প্রকৃতি আমাদের সুরক্ষা করে.
We become just like when somebody gets we become immunized, protected, immunized.
Amra
immunized. I don't know what is it.
Okay. Kitabi jete pare protishedok. Protishedok. Eti amra protishedok prapto hoy.
Yes, that's why someone who is actually fixed up in devotional service, absorbed in what is the primary goal of life, he can go anywhere in the material world without being affected.
এই ধরনের ভক্ত যারা এইভাবে যাদের প্রতিষেধক প্রাপ্ত হয়েছে তারা যে কোনো জায়গায় যে কোনো জড়জগতে যে কোনো জায়গায় ভ্রমণ করতে পারে.
Yes, because the material world is filled, especially in modern day society, in Kali Yuga, the presence of the lower modes of material nature are extremely strong, very, very strong.
আধুনিক জগতে এই যে জড়জগতের বস্তুগুলি অত্যন্ত শক্তিশালী.
Yes. So this mentality of devotion, this mentality of devotional service acts like a shield, just like somebody who goes to war, he has a shield to protect himself against the enemy. Our shield actually is the mood and the mentality in which we absorb ourselves in relation to devotional activities.
আমাদের ভক্তি পথে যে সমস্ত ক্রিয়াকলাপ আমরা ভগবানের জন্য করি সেগুলি আমাদেরকে যুদ্ধে যেরকম ঢাল নিয়ে যায় আমরা সেই ঢালের মতো কাজ করে এবং আমাদেরকে বিভিন্ন রকম বাধা বিঘ্ন থেকে মুক্ত রাখে.
Yes. So this is meant to be, this is nicely explained actually by Srila Narada Muni. Smritam cha tadvidam rajan yena chatma prasidati. Those are actually devotees. The characteristic or quality of a devotee is that he's always meditating. He's always thinking how to how to engage myself in devotional activities or how to promote the mission of the Lord.
সেজন্য প্রকৃত ভক্তরা নারদমুনি বর্ণনা করছেন যে প্রকৃত ভক্তরা সবসময় তাদেরকে নিয়ন্ত্রিত রাখে কিভাবে সে আরো বেশি পরিমাণে এই সমস্ত ভগবানের ভক্তি মার্গে ভক্তির জন্য যে সমস্ত ক্রিয়াকর্ম আছে তাতে অধিষ্ঠিত থাকতে পারে এবং
ভগবানের যে মিশন আছে
এবং ভগবানের যে উদ্দেশ্য আছে আমাদেরকে নিয়ে সেই উদ্দেশ্যটা কিভাবে পূর্ণ হতে পারে.
ধর্ম বলাম হি ভগবান সর্বাবেদাময়ো হরিহি স্মৃতম চ তদ্বিরম রাজন যেন চত্মা প্রসিদ্ধেতি. One is always, in other words, meditating on dharma and how to assist the Lord in re-establishing dharma. One is always meditating on dharma.
একজন সবসময় ধর্মের পরেই তার ধ্যানগ্রস্ত থাকে.
একজন ভক্ত A devotee, not just anybody. Devotee means he's always thinking, meditating on dharma and how to execute dharma, establish. How to assist our previous acharyas whose main meditation was to re-establish dharma, how to assist those acharyas in their activity of establishing dharma. So we will read the verse again for those who came a little bit late. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, pure goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Yes. Any question? Yes, Prabhu.
In his family, he is the only male member. So he is working outside. He has a job, and it's quite difficult for him to manage everything. He has to go to market, buy vegetables, then attend Mangalarti here. His home is far away, and then going to office and come back in the evening and join evening prayers. So how to follow everything at a time? Quite difficult for him.
It is difficult for everyone. No one is unique. It's a question of balancing our time. It's called time management. Very often one would like to spend more time, especially when one is getting older. Why all these, so many material obligations, family duties and whatnot. But as long as some of those duties are there, of course every situation is different. Well, one has to somehow, to the best of one's ability, balance those duties that he has to do materially and also the other duties that he has to do spiritually. This is, it is not that because we become devotees, then we totally give up other activities in connection with the family or in connection with. But actually, because every individual, every person is different, every situation is different, so best is to consult with devotees who are senior, who can help you in your particular situation. I can only give you some general instruction, but Very often one may need more detailed or more specific instruction. One of the guidelines, important guideline to follow, is that we should avoid things that are putting our bhakti into jeopardy. We should avoid to do things which will destroy our, or inhibit or prevent us from doing activities in bhakti.
আমি আপনাকে একটি গাইডলাইন দিতে পারি, যেটি হচ্ছে সেই সমস্ত ক্রিয়াকলাপকে বন্ধ রাখা, বিরত থাকা, যেটি আপনাকে ভক্তি থেকে ভক্তির পথে বাধা সৃষ্টি করে।
So the general principle is like Arjuna. Arjuna also had to take up, or finally voluntarily accepted to take up his responsibility as a kshatriya and in other words, all of us, regardless of where we are in family life, we have to balance both of these aspects.
একটি সাধারণ উপদেশের বিষয় দেওয়া যায়, অর্জুন 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 কি করেছিলেন, তিনি ব্যালেন্স করে নিয়েছিলেন, তিনি ক্ষত্রিয় ধর্ম পালন করেছিলেন যুদ্ধক্ষেত্রে এবং তার স্বাভাবিক জীবনে তিনি পালন করেছিলেন।
Actually, his activity as a kshatriya, because it was offered to Krishna, performed on the request of the Lord, also became a devotional activity.
কিভাবে তিনি ক্ষত্রিয় হয়েছিলেন, তিনি যুদ্ধের জন্য কৃষ্ণের আদেশে তিনি যুদ্ধক্ষেত্রে গেছিলেন, তিনি ক্ষত্রিয় সেই সাথে সাথে তিনি ভক্ত ছিলেন, কারণ তিনি ভগবানের প্রতি
Krishna is not only in the temple, is it? Krishna is everywhere. He's in your home also. And when one is still in family life, the more we develop this consciousness or understanding that whatever I'm doing for my family, it is actually not for my family. It's for Krishna, who is in charge of this family, and I happen to be whatever position I'm taking in the family.
ভগবান কৃষ্ণ শুধুমাত্র মন্দিরেই নেই, তিনি সবকিছুর মধ্যে রয়েছেন, তিনি পরিবার ভিতরেও আছেন, সেই জন্য আমাদের প্রতিটি কাজ আমরা যখন করি তখন আমাদের মনে রাখতে হবে আমি যা করছি সে সমস্ত কৃষ্ণের জন্য করছি।
So if you try to develop this understanding, then if need be, sometimes we need to consult more specifically about our situation with some senior devotees, then it might help the situation.
যদি আমরা এরকম অবস্থাতে পড়ে যাই তাহলে আমাদের উচিত হবে কিছু সিনিয়র শুদ্ধ ভক্তদের সঙ্গ করা এবং তাদের কাছ থেকে উপদেশ গ্রহণ করা।
Is that helpful? Any other?
What are the stages before coming to Nishta?
The stages before coming to Nishta. Well, we know that the four stages. Nishta is the fifth stage. The first stage being Shraddha. Very important to continually increase this first stage of means deepening our conviction that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, deepening our conviction that bhakti, devotional service, is the only process by which I can actually come to know Krishna, come to serve Krishna. Yes, so those Shraddha, then comes the more we are convinced about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, then we will naturally seek out the good association of devotees. We will seek out the good association of devotees.
Amra tokhoni bhagavat bhakter bhalo bhagavat bhakter sangho khuje berabo.
Yeah, that is so. After the shraddha, there is sadhu sangha.
Shraddhar pore ashe sadhu sangha.
If we regularly nicely associate with devotees, then we will take up the activities of the devotees, like chanting, like attending Bhagavatam class, all the activities that have been done. So that is called bhajana kriya. Ado shraddha tatu sadhu sangha bhajana kriya.
Bhajana kriya hocche
tar engage in bhajan.
Jokhon amra sadhu sangha korbo tokhon tader madhyome tader kach theke amra shikhte parbo kibhabe bhakti aro onno 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 bhakti tar unnati kora jay.
Yes. Ado shraddha tatu sadhu sangha bhajana kriya. And then the fourth stage is anartha. Anartha nivritti means by taking up to the process, we will gradually eliminate all that is undesirable. Anarthas, so many anarthas.
চতুর্থ স্তরটি হচ্ছে অনর্থ নিবৃত্তি। অনর্থ নিবৃত্তি সেই স্তর যখন আমরা এই সমস্ত বাকি চারটি ক্রিয়ার মাধ্যমে আমরা যখন সমস্ত যে আমাদের মানে অদরকারি জিনিস আছে ভক্তির জন্য সেগুলো থেকে পরিত্রাণ পেতে পারি।
অনর্থ নিবৃত্তি, দ্যাটস হোয়াই উই ফলো দ্য ফোর রুলস এন্ড রেগুলেশনস।
এটি হলো যে আমরা এই যে চারটি যে নিয়ম কানুন আছে ভক্তির, এই চারটি নিয়ম কানুন এই চারটি হলো।
Yes, and therefore Srila Prabhupada explains, when we are successful in following these four rules and regulations, then we will be situated, we will become situated in the mode of goodness.
সেজন্য শ্রীলুক প্রভুপাদ আমাদের উপদেশ দিচ্ছেন, যখন আমরা এই চারটি নিয়ম বা এই রুল আমরা ঠিকমতো পালন করব, তখন আমরা সাত্ত্বিক স্তরে উন্নীত হতে পারব।
Yes. Being situated in the mode of goodness, this verse is actually explaining this point. Being situated in the mode of goodness, more easily, more enthusiastically, more peacefully, we will be able to take up our activities of devotional service.
এই শ্লোকটিতে এটাই বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে, যখন আমরা সাত্ত্বিক গুণে শুদ্ধ সাত্ত্বিক গুণে অধিষ্ঠিত থাকতে পারবো, তখন আমরা আরো বেশি করে ভগবান ভক্তির জন্য ক্রিয়াকর্ম করতে
পারবো। Once we are situated on that level, automatically, gradually, these other levels will make their appearance.
যখন এইভাবে এই এই স্তরটিকে আমরা স্তরটিতে আমরা বিরাজ করতে পারবো ঠিকভাবে, তখন বাকি অন্যান্য যে স্তরগুলি আছে সেগুলো আমাদের কাছে সহজ হয়ে যাবে।
So if we neglect proper association of devotees, if we neglect to chant arounds, if we neglect to follow the principles properly, then we will remain in those lower levels.
যদি আমরা আমরা যদি এই চারটি যে রুল আছে এটি যদি ঠিকমতো অনুসরণ না করতে পারি, তাহলে আমরা নিচু স্তরেই থেকে যাব।
Yes. So by remaining in the lower levels, we will hear about, but we will not understand or experience the higher levels of bhakti.
নিচু স্তরে থাকতে থাকতে আমরা যদি শুনবো যে উচ্চ স্তরের কথা, কিন্তু আমরা কখনো পৌঁছাতে পারবো না।
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
At first, I would like to thank you for an inspiring class.
Yes.
And I have one question.
Yes.
You have told various levels of bhakti. So the first one was shraddha.
The first word?
Shraddha.
Yes, yes.
But I am told that you should have full faith on Krishna.
Yes.
So can it come by our endeavor, or it depends upon other factors like sukriti or past life? You say one level. That first level, how to reach?
বিশ্বাস
তো এটা কি আমাদের নিজের চেষ্টাই হবে না আমাদের আগের জন্মে যে সুকৃতি আছে তার জন্য হবে? না আমরা নিজের চেষ্টা কি এই শ্রদ্ধা কি আমরা অর্জন করতে পারি?
There is some connection with previous activities in previous lives. But not absolutely or not necessarily, one who receives the special mercy of devotees can begin to develop his this level of Shraddha.
শুধু সেটাই নয়, এর সাথে আরো যুক্ত থাকে সে যখন ভক্তি করে তার সাথে জন্য যাদের সাথে সাধুসঙ্গ করে যাদের সাথে সঙ্গ করে তাদের আশীর্বাদের কারণে আমাদের শ্রদ্ধা বৃদ্ধি প্রাপ্ত হয়।
In other words, the association of devotees can help one to develop or increase Shraddha. Is not only faith but also interest or curiosity, that's also Shraddha.
Shraddha মানে শুধুমাত্র বিশ্বাস নয়, শ্রদ্ধা মানে উৎসাহ এবং উদ্দীপনা, যেটা সাধু সঙ্গের প্রভাবেই আমরা পেতে পারি, আমাদের বৃদ্ধি প্রাপ্ত হয়।
So how to come to that first level, there may be different ways. It may be connected, as you're asking, with previous let's say sukriti that we have accumulated due to previous pious activities, or it can be simply by the mercy of the Lord or the Lord's devotees.
Shraddha jodi prothom stor shekhane ashar age seti ashar je prothom stor seti hote pare sukriti purbo jonmer kito karme bhalo karmer phol othoba jeti amra আশীর্বাদ হিসেবে সাধুদের কাছ থেকে এবং ভগবানের কাছ থেকে পাই।
But how to increase that Shraddha, how to increase that Shraddha will come especially by number one, association of devotees, and secondly by hearing. We were reading this particular verse a few days ago, by hearing from the right sources on the subject matter of transcendence.
এই শ্রদ্ধাটি কিভাবে বৃদ্ধি প্রাপ্ত হয়? সেটি বৃদ্ধি প্রাপ্ত হওয়ার উপায় হচ্ছে সাধু সঙ্গ করা এবং তাদেরকে শোনা।
Yeah. The verse we were reading just a few days ago, nasta prayesh badrishu nityam bhagavata sevaya. There is this book Bhagavatam, and there are people who are living according to the principles of Bhagavatam. So in this way, there is the book and the person Bhagavat. By coming in contact with any one of those two, one's Shraddha will increase.
আমরা কয়েকদিন আগে পড়ছিলাম এই ভাগবতের একটি শ্লোক সঙ্গে নষ্ট প্রায় সভাদের একটু, সেখানে এটা বলা হয়েছে যে একজন একজন কিভাবে তার ভক্তিকে ভক্তি শ্রদ্ধাটাকে বৃদ্ধি প্রাপ্ত করে, সেটি দুটি উপায় রয়েছে, একটি হচ্ছে গ্রন্থ ভাগবত এবং ভক্ত ভাগবত, সান্নিধ্যে এসে তার শ্রদ্ধা বৃদ্ধি প্রাপ্ত হয়।
To the extent that one is actually very sincere within one's heart, this is very important. It's a question of sincerity. If one is sincere in wanting to know or understand what is the absolute truth, or what is this world about, who we are, etc., then our acharyas explain that the Lord, who is seated within everyone's heart, directs one to actually either a temple or devotees or some he arranges so that someone can come in contact with either devotees or something in connection with Krishna. If one is sincere, the Lord will direct one towards
একজন যে যদি একজন ভক্ত যদি খুব সিনসিয়ার হয় তার হৃদয় থেকে, তাহলে ভগবান তার কাছে প্রকাশিত হন।
Yeah. That's also explained by our acharyas, that by the mercy of the Lord, one comes in contact with this process of devotional service, one comes in contact with this knowledge of Bhagavatam, one comes in contact with dharma and with sadhus, and by the mercy of the sadhus or by the mercy of guru, one attains Krishna.
সেজন্য ভাগবতে বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে সাধু সঙ্গ শাস্ত্র অধ্যয়ন এবং এই পদ্ধতি গুলো অবলম্বন করার পর আমরা কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি কৃষ্ণ প্রেম লাভ করতে পারি।
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Any other?
সাধু সঙ্গ বলছে যে ভক্তি লাভের জন্য বা শ্রদ্ধা লাভের জন্য সাধু সঙ্গ, সাধু সঙ্গে কনিষ্ঠ ভক্তের অপরাধ হওয়ার সম্ভাবনাটা থাকে, তো এইভাবে কি থেকে অপরাধ থেকে বাঁচা যায় বা অপরাধ হয়ে থাকলে থেকে মুক্ত হওয়া
যায়?
While doing sadhu sangha, a kanishtha devotee can have offenses. How to get rid of these offenses and how to get oneself to be protected from being from doing these offenses?
When one is kanishtha devotee, one may perform or do aparad. How to prevent that?
How can he protect himself from these offenses, that in future he should not do these offenses again?
Śrīla Prabhupāda explains that a kanistha adhikādi, someone on the beginning level, needs to apply oneself as nicely as possible and avoid remaining on that level too long. In other words, one should, by the process that is given in the Shastra, in other words, especially by taking shelter of the Holy Name, by being nicely engaged in devotional activity, one will gradually, sufficiently become purified to avoid such offenses. In the beginning stage, because one is still new, one will commit knowingly or unknowingly offenses, but if one takes up nicely the process, those offenses or mistakes will gradually diminish.
Śrīla Prabhupāda বলছেন যে কোনো নতুন ভক্ত যখন সে ভক্তি পথে আসে, সে অনেক কিছু সম্পর্কে অবগত নয়, সেজন্য অনেক অপরাধ হতে পারে, কিন্তু তার সে অপরাধগুলো গণ্য হবে না যদি সে নিয়মিতভাবে ভক্তি শাস্ত্র অনুসারে ভক্তি সেবাগুলো চালিয়ে দিতে থাকে, তার অপরাধ হবে না।
The Lord is very merciful and also the devotees are very merciful, understanding that whoever comes in this material world is enamored or heavily conditioned by the modes of material nature. And therefore, one of the qualities of a Vaishnava and of the Lord is that they are forgiving.
Bhagavan Krishna ebong tar bhaktora ottonto dayaprobon ebong tara janen je ekjon manush jokhon bhokter hote shuru kore she ei je jorojagotik gun somoy tar ottonto মানে কঠিনভাবে আকৃষ্ট হয়, কিন্তু তাদের আশীর্বাদের কারণে তাদের সে ভক্তিস্বরে আরো উন্নতি করতে থাকে।
But one should not take advantage of that forgiving nature of the Lord and his devotees and continue to be a nonsense.
ভগবান এবং তার ভক্ত যদিও ক্ষমা করে দেন বারবার, কিন্তু এই ভক্তকে কখনো সেটা বারবার সেটা
Nice example is given with Jagai and Madai, isn't it? So Nityananda Prabhu was very forgiving and requested the Lord, because he reminded the Lord, "My dear Lord, you have come to give your mercy to the most fallen, and they're right here." So the Lord said, "Okay, I will forgive you, but on the condition that you don't again take up these sinful activities."
এটি উৎকৃষ্ট উদাহরণ দেখা যায় জগাই মাধায়ের সঙ্গে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুর যে লীলাটি হয়েছিল, সেখানে নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু এসে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুকে স্মরণ করিয়ে দিলেন যে আপনি তো অপরাধ নেবেন না, এইভাবে সবাইকে ক্ষমা করে দিচ্ছিলেন, তো এখানেও তো আপনাকে ক্ষমা করে দেওয়া উচিত।
So it means that it is natural in the beginning stage, at the neophyte or the kanistha stage, one may commit offenses, but if one properly applies the process, those offenses should gradually reduce more and more.
এটা খুবই সম্ভব যে কোনো একজন নতুন ভক্ত বা কনিষ্ঠ অধিকারী কনিষ্ঠ পর্যায়ে যে রয়েছে সে ভক্তি পথে তার অনেক অপরাধ হতে পারে, কিন্তু সে যতই বেশিভাবে আরো ভক্তি পথে সে আরো আরো উন্নতি সাধন করবে এই অপরাধগুলো তারও কমতে থাকবে।
I think our time is up now. Thank you all very much. Jai Granthavaisana Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki Gaura Pimanande.